Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Thomas Barta. He's not going to be a new friend for long, though, folks. Thomas has got a lot to teach us, and we're going to get him back again in the future to talk to us about a number of other topics, but he's got a new book that he and Patrick Barwise have written called The 12 Powers of a Marketing Leader, How to Succeed by Building Customer and Company Value. Thomas, thanks again for being here. I really like the way you used leader and the root word of leadership or part of the word of leadership in your title and in your book, because that's where it all starts, isn't it? Whatever you're doing, if you're managing accounts payable, or if you're counting inventory or selling to a customer, it all begins with leadership, doesn't it?
You're right. I mean, we all have to manage a certain amount of things, and that's important too. But organizations, the smallest ones and the biggest ones, need people who basically stand up, have ideas, and are able to mobilize others around those ideas. And that's my view of what leadership means as an organizational leader.
So you talked in the previous segment about how to be a marketing leader internally. Let's take it now. Can we take it outside the four walls now and talk to us about being a market leader with our customers? Let's build value for our customers too.
I mean, that's the core, right? If you think about what a company does, you invent a product and then you find a customer. That's roughly what you do. So, of course, we in marketing, and all business leaders have to be exceptional as marketing to the outside world. And now I think I'm not going to tell you any news that understanding customers very deeply is crucial. But what's a really important skill is to bring what you know about customers right into the company so that people in the company at all levels understand exactly what's going on the customer side. And that's when we can jointly be creative and have ideas on how to serve customers better, which I think every builder will agree on. Mm-hmm. Just that sometimes people find it hard to know what to do. That's what we marketers have to do better at, bring the customer ideas and insights right into the company.
Mm-hmm. And of course, what you're saying is you can't do journalists call the opposite of that reporting inside your head, right? Where you imagine what people are doing and thinking out there. You're talking about, you know, don't be marketing inside your head. Get outside your four walls and go out and engage customers. Ask them what they want. Find out what they need. Find out what wakes them up at night, and then approach their solutions from there.
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, it's so funny. When we wrote The 12 Powers of a Marketing Leader, we spoke with a lot of marketers, and the really good ones, they actually don't spend a lot of time in the office. Mm-hmm. They are saying, look, you know, I want to get at least half of all the new ideas I have directly from customers. And that means, you know, I got to talk to them, I got to work with them, use the products, right? Use products in a way that your customers are using them.
Right.
And even the best marketing companies, I've gotten this wrong once, you know, Procter & Gamble. I mean, huge, right? Forgot to talk to customers.
Right.
Business went down the drain. So I think the good news is, a small business, you are much closer to your customers. Mm-hmm. But even there, you can just get stuck behind your email. So don't do this. As a marketer, you have to walk the hallways inside, and you have to be out. It's just, there's no other way you can be a really good marketer.
Well, one of the things that I've been saying for a long time now is, And it's always been true, but it's more true today than ever before. Not for the customer, but for you, a business owner. And that is that wherever you're supposed to be tomorrow, whatever you're supposed to be doing next year or 5 years from now, all that information is inside your customer's head. What do you think, Thomas?
You're right. And in one way, right, if you want to really find out what your customers want, you can ask them what they want. You can also look at the ones that are not happy and actually start there and understand what you can actually do better in your business to avoid annoying people, to get rid of these small things that stop them. Mm-hmm. Because you're right, people have long memories. That said, they also give you a second chance if you understood what it is. So, and you don't have to have expensive research to do this. You can just talk to five people who you dissatisfied or annoyed, and you learn a ton about what you could do better.
Mm-hmm. So, what would it look like? What would it sound like if we left a customer's operation and they thought of us not just as a marketer, but as a leader, as a marketing leader? What would that interaction sound like?
So first of all, I think it would be an eye level discussion where, you know, a customer can relate a genuine need, and we have the genuine ability to listen to that, not assuming, not knowing better, and so on, but then also understanding how we can truly be helpful. Because, you know, as a company, we can always try to, you know, tweak the market a bit and sell harder, but ultimately, we can only win if we have a genuine interest in serving people well.
Right.
So I'd say a leader takes it serious and has a genuine interest in customers. I think that, to me, is the heart of it.
I think you're exactly right, and that comes across. And again, if we believe what Nesbitt said, the more high-tech we have, the more high touch we want, the more that will appeal to customers, I think, what you just said. Hey, Thomas, you got to give us a website, please.
The website of the book is marketingleader.org. It's very simple, and there you also find many other parts. And I think Marshall Goldsmith said about our book, everything you need to know to be a superior marketing leader. And I think,
I got to wrap it up. Thomas, thank you for being here. Thomas Barta, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.